Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers. You have found the source for the truth in health and fitness.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. How's your day going, Tyler?
All that buildup for a...
Right, correct.
Awesome. Moving on. Awesome segue.
Right. So, Tyler, what's going on?
In the life that is Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Just woke up from a delicious nap.
Oh, those are yummy.
Was working on about 4 hours of sleep.
Oh, wow.
And I decided that a nap was needed.
Because
If I don't get my sleep, I get cranky.
Mm. It's almost as bad as when you don't eat.
Yes. It's, I would say, a step below.
So it's my, harsher?
No, it's easier.
So step above.
Step above? With that?
Yeah. As you get lower, you get angrier.
Okay, I was thinking it the other way around. That if higher, you get higher, my higher anger.
No, because you know, like, you're so high.
Okay, yeah. I can see the happiness high factor.
High happy, okay. Low angry.
Yes,
you know, so, hills, the, you know
I'm more spiritual. Angry when I'm hang when I get my hanger pains.
Right, your hangries, if you will,
the hangers. So yeah, I slept, feeling pretty good right now.
Nice.
I need to get some food in me before sooner than later, or else I will start to get angry.
Get the hangries.
Get the hangries.
Right. So. Nice. I'm still feeling rugby practice. I've been foam rolling the crap out of my legs to, you know, try and get some release in the muscles, but still a little tight.
A little tight.
So we'll see how practice tonight goes.
Oh, yeah. You have practice again tonight.
Of course. Twice a week.
Twice a week.
So then I got to start training, and that'll be fun.
That's always good.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
I, this morning was at the gym, and there was this guy... Just another fun guy that I didn't talk to you about yet, that to add to the list of reasons why I hate people at the gym at times.
Uh-huh.
So this guy, I believe, works there.
Okay.
But by what he was wearing, I couldn't tell.
Okay.
But I could tell that he was training the girl that he was with because he wasn't working out. He was just standing there
talking
to her and like showing her moves and stuff. This guy had just ripples everywhere. Like, in places,
ripples?
Like, ripples of, like...
Fat? Muscle? What are we talking about?
Like,
okay.
Just bumps.
Okay.
He just was one of those guys that you look at and you're like, wow, you are so bumpy. I didn't even know that there was a muscle there that could manifest in a way to add that much curve to that part of your body.
Right.
That... was a little bit interesting. And so I'm okay with those guys and the concept of, okay, you just work out and are huge guys, cool. Not my thing, but congratulations. My issue with this guy was that he had... Well, this is... there's two things. My first one is just a personal thing that I have, is that it bugs me when people wear, like, Nike shoes with Adidas pants, and then, like, a Puma t-shirt.
Really?
But the logo is, like, defiant on each...
You mean defined, yeah.
Defined on each aspect of the clothing.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, Adidas is, like, written down the leg of the pant, and, like, Nike is just on the shoe completely, and then Puma's just across their chest, and then they have their Under Armour hat.
See, I love that.
And
I think it's the hugest middle finger to society. It's like, I don't give a crap what marketers tell me. I'm going to wear what I like. I don't care what it looks like. I like that.
And I have the same attitude, but in the reverse, where I just go, I don't care what marketers tell me. I don't wear their logos. So I always buy the Puma that has, like, the little tiger. So it's, like, almost hidden.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, the Under Armour, just the subtle logos of things.
Right.
So this guy has his... Under Armour, like, shoes, and they're, he either just bought them yesterday or polishes them daily. Like, they were shiny. He had these pants, I think they were Adidas, but then he's sporting, the guy is probably 230, just muscle. Just a big guy.
Wow.
Wearing a medium t-shirt.
Oh, good.
So it is skin tight, and it's like this Ed Hardy.
Oh, like, Ed Hardy is quality.
Literally a throw-up radioactive green color.
Ooh.
Where it was just this hideous green, but it was so bright that you could not look at it.
T, you bring up a great point. What the hell is up with fitness people and always like going for the oranges and the neons and like on everything, like your shoes, on your, you know, this and your that, and you're like, wait, hold on, let's see, wait a second. If this doesn't translate to normal good fashion, why the hell is it translating to fitness fashion? Like, really, what was going through your mind at the point of, what color should we, oh yeah, throw up green, puke, puke green is good, and fluorescent orange is always a great color. Oh, that is going to be a genius idea that every single fitness person is just going to want to buy it. Oh yeah, this is going to be beautiful.
And but the thing that's great about, because there's an added thing to this that I haven't gotten to of his wardrobe choice, but the thing that's funny is they always seem to add, like, the neon orange as, like, the accent color.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, the main one. It's not, like, a nice blend in it. It's, like, oh, these are perfectly nice white t-shirts that have neon orange somewhere on it that just blows it.
I got a great idea. Let's mess up this whole shoe with this splotch of orange, and millions more people will buy it.
Yeah. It's well, like, let's this add is some... a perfect black shoe.
Uh-huh.
Here's, like, construction worker orange.
Right.
In, like... that just takes up a fifth of it, just enough that it's annoying. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, okay. I used to work with a guy, love him to death, great, great guy, but he coordinated every single one of his outfits. Purple shoes, purple pants, and a purple training shirt. Or blue, orange, everything was always not, it wasn't like it went together, it was matching.
It was like, this was the outfit, I bought it all at one time.
Right, boom, and it's boom, like, boom. It's all purple, or it's all green, or it's all blue, and it's like, all the same color, not like, oh, I'm wearing blue and gray. No, blue.
And it's awesome. All the same blue.
Uh-huh, and this guy's massive.
Why does that bother you? Because I'm going to go into something that I know bothers you as well, but I think it bothers you in a different reason.
It's because it doesn't look good. It's like you're...
it's like someone just threw paint on you.
Exactly. Okay? It's like, all right, today I'm just going to be blue. And you're just like, yeah, painted yourself.
Because I tend to randomly, like, if I just grab a t-shirt, because I have staple, like, gym shorts I like to wear, and they're always black.
Right.
And I have a pair of shoes that are all black. And occasionally I'll grab a black t-shirt. And Keon gets so, like, turned off and just looks at me like, I can't believe you're doing that. And I think it's because he thinks I'm going to go kill people.
Let's put it for the record, Tyler has never turned me on.
Okay.
So, just so everyone knows, I'm not turned off by Tyler, nor am I ever turned on by Tyler. But just for the record.
It's just, I will come out of my room, not my closet, my room, and he'll just look at me and go,
and I'll leave. I won't even say anything.
Like, walks right, then it's like, half the time I'm like, what do you, oh, it is a black shirt.
Right. I almost grabbed a black shirt right now. I'm wearing, like, workout shorts. I was like, no, cannot put a black shirt on.
So,
evil.
One last thing about this guy. Well, there's going to be two, because I have to give something first, is that he was a black guy.
Okay.
And the funniest thing about this was, so he has this neon green t-shirt that's two sizes too small for him.
Right. And it's like painted on.
Yeah. The best part of it, though, is that he has a shirt on underneath it.
What?
He has a long-sleeved, white-based shirt.
Like a wife beater material?
Think the long-sleeve Under Armour.
Okay.
Kind of thing, but it's white.
Uh-huh.
But on top of the basic white Under Armour long-sleeve skin-tight thing is tattoo neon print. So.
Wait, what?
Yes. So, it's literally like this guy has bought a white person's, like, built, like, this t-shirt is made for a white guy to wear to make it look like he has sleeved tattoos.
Uh-huh.
But he is a black guy. Let alone, he's a very black guy. You know, like, the shades differ. I know, okay. That's semi-racist, but, like, it's... I'm just stating obvious facts. Okay. He was a very dark black man.
Okay.
And it was not, like, tribal. It was, like, the neon tattoos as well.
Awesome.
So his upper body was just, like...
Ta-da!
glowing, almost. And then his lower body was like just, like...
Christmas tree.
Well, it was just, like, black, normal...
I was talking about his upper body.
Okay, yeah. It was hilarious. That's and funny. The guy I was working out with, and I just kept staring at him.
Because you could not
look at him.
I want to see that.
And it was kind of uncomfortable at times because the girl he was training was, like, attractive.
Uh-huh.
And had very obvious fake aspects of her. And so we... noticed her and, you know, looked at each other like, oh, wow. And then we could not look at him. So I felt like if like anybody looked, we looked like we were looking at her. But I was over her in about the first 5 seconds. Like, I kept looking at him just going, what is he thinking?
Right. It's like,
why
can I not be this awesome?
Yeah, I was just like, I can't pull that off. There's no,
you
no
could.
Way.
I would actually be kind of entertaining.
I am more subtle in my clothing options.
Yeah, except when you go black on black.
Black on black. Oh, it happens. It
makes me so angry.
But no, so that was something that, it's just funny that I feel like a lot of people, I feel like that's what he wears every day.
Probably.
Like, I'm looking forward to seeing him more and more at the gym to see what his wardrobe attire is.
Right.
Which kind of, I feel, leads into the topic of today, that people just get into habits and doing, they don't really even look in the mirror anymore.
Right. Or they look in the mirror and then... they forget what they look like 20 yeah. seconds after. It's like, and, oh, wait, was I wearing blue today? Look down. Oh, yes, I am.
And so
right.
I feel like a lot of people start to not think about anything.
Right.
And so today we're basically going to be talking about just diets in general.
Right. And kind of about habit forming and et cetera.
And we're not – I feel like there might be times that we pick on a certain diet or form.
Or – organization
that is diet based. I want to review diets later on,
right?
And this is kind of a overhead. Okay, like you now have intro. Been working out. Right. You're working on your posture. It's time to now knock out the food, which is a huge aspect of the fitness lifestyle.
Right.
That this is just a good way to look at what you're doing in your life and being like, okay. So I don't really want to count calories or I don't want to count points, but I do know this, this, and this because of what you're about to learn.
Right. So this conversation, we were talking with my mother about just how – well, it came out because we saw one of her former Weight Watchers leaders at a Mexican restaurant. And apparently this woman had weighed in at probably – 125 pounds. She walks over at close to 300 pounds with a cane and is needing a hip replacement now. So it kind of spurred into this, like, how does someone who is doing quote unquote so well with their weight and food fall to the level where their weight is actually causing them injury? Which 100% that injury was caused because of her weight, and that hip replacement was caused because she wasn't able to find a lifestyle that was indicative of that she could support and be healthy with it, as opposed to just eating whatever the hell she wants whenever she wants.
Yeah.
And becoming overweight.
I fully agree. I feel like there's something that I want to preface when we talk about this. I do know that there are medical issues
right.
that people do have that make them tend to have more difficulty in losing weight
right.
or storing weight and stuff like that.
But here's my issue with that. Everyone says, oh, I have hypothyroidism, blah, blah, blah. And most of the time, that's bullcrap. Most of the time, you caused hypothyroidism because of your yo-yo dieting. So you brought that about yourself, and you can reverse that with a good diet.
And what I was going to... You jumped. Yeah, that's basically what I want to say.
Sorry,
but I was going to say it a little bit nicer.
That pisses me off. So, no extent. I'm in an angry mood today.
There's a lot of, and what I was going to say is, besides medical, I understand that a lot of people, and not to be sexist, but it tends to be women, eat for emotional support.
Right, because you get the calories that make you feel good.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I have had some breakups that have been harder than other ones, and Ben and Jerry's fish food ice cream have been there for me. I'm not going to be the first one to tell you that I don't eat emotionally at times. Cookie dough as well.
Cookie dough.
The days that I feel crappy, I'll knock out some cookie dough. Granted, though, A, while working out, I don't have as many crappy days.
Right, because you have endorphins.
And I'm just happier, and I just kind of feel more clear in my life after a good workout. But then also, in the eating right, my body has gone used to not asking for that kind of stuff.
Right, right. If you take it away, your body figures out, oh, the broccoli is better than the cookie.
Well, I wouldn't even say so much that. It's more of just my eating habits. Like, I don't crave it anymore.
Yeah.
I understand your concept of, like, oh, your body's like, oh, it's better. Like,
no, yeah, exactly. Because I think we're playing on the same thing. Like, your body likes the fat sugar of the cookie, but it doesn't crave it once you get onto a good diet.
Yeah.
It realizes that the broccoli is much better for it, and so it stops giving you the cue to crave the cookie.
Yeah, so I'm not... That's kind of, and so what I wanted to kind of in generalize in those two aspects of a medical issue or knowing that emotionally you eat more during things.
Like
those are excuses, but in that I do feel that sometimes they are very valid excuses. Just know that you have to then, it's still not an excuse to, oh, I'm 400 pounds. Because of this, I'm giving up. You're
right.
Just going to have to work a little bit harder.
Right. Exactly.
I personally, I mean, on a side note, eating for me isn't that bad of an issue, and upper body stuff. I'll be honest with you. I do body squats because I can't put weight on it because my lower body is not strong enough.
Right.
I feel like a moron because I'm training people and I can sit there and bench press and lift whatever you want me to do. When it gets to squats, I'm like, sweet, I'm going to go over here and just keep squatting for a while and make sure that I can get all this stuff good by myself.
Well, like, that's my...
Where Keon can throw on 45s, 45s, 45s and just power, do all
I
that stuff.
I love squats. Because my upper body, like, suffers.
It's just, it's not an I have an excuse of, oh, I've never really worked out my legs. Okay, I just now have to work harder to do it.
Right.
That was kind of what I don't buy a whole lot of the excuses, but I get that they are there.
Right. Like, I don't buy excuses, I buy reasons. Like, okay, this is the reason that you were brought to this location.
It's a better way of looking at it.
Let's not say that, oh, it was because of this. That's not owning it. You caused this. Let's not lie. Yes, your childhood may have been crappy. Yes, your parents might not have bought you good food. But you're at this point now. So let's... Suck it up, deal with it, turn it around, and go.
It's kind of a just, let's take responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of a, and I feel like everybody needs to do that in one aspect of their life or not. Just let's take responsibility, realize, okay, I am now here. That could be 10 pounds to 400 pounds overweight.
Right.
I want to be here. Let's forget the past, you know, we're going to have to deal with it, but... I'm not judging you on the past.
Right. It's like
I'm judging
Rafiki
you on what
says
you do now.
In The Lion King.
Throw some Lion King at me.
You know, it's the scene where Simba is talking to Rafiki the monkey, and he says, you know, I can't go back to my lion herd. You know, I can't go back there. He's like, why not? He's like, oh, you know, things in the past. And so the monkey takes his stick and hits him on the head. He's like, why'd you hit me? Who cares? It's in the past. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter, you know, it's like the past can hurt, like, it still hurts him, but you can move on from that. It's like, forget it, let's move on, you can become as cheesy as it sounds, become the person you want to be today, you know, it's like, as corny as it sounds, it's like one of the more true things I can say to you is own what you've done in the past and start turning it around.
I feel like a rainbow should have just shot across something and like, now you know.
Yeah.
And now you know.
Right. But I think the main point that we were trying to get to is that a lot of the diets, quote-unquote, or the meal plans or the support groups that you get into don't set you up for a lifestyle that's conducive to – that's a healthy one. They set you up to buy back into their program, and become a quote-unquote lifetime member or whatever of their program. So you keep buying their food. You keep regressing. My mom used to be a Weight Watchers leader. She told us, like, she told me that every, I think it was April, people would be like, all right, Brenda, you know, I lost my weight. I'll see you next January. And yeah. It's like, wait, what? Like, you're expecting to gain that 50 pounds back. You just lost it. You're expecting to gain it over the next, you know, 6 to 9 months, and then lose it again in January, and then yo-yo back and forth. And that's just not smart, healthy, whatever.
And see, I can sit all day with anybody, and we can talk about diet and nutrition and all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
I get more frustrated and annoyed. Like, I was getting frustrated in this conversation because it's the logic of people. I understand that we're going – in the conversation that we're basing this talk right now off of, we basically verbally destroyed Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers.
Right, because they don't set you up to win at life. They set you up to pay more money to them so that you are a consistent client.
It's... And so what I kind of wanted before we go in is that I understand that these two are targeted towards females. Men have the exact same issues.
Oh, absolutely.
So that I want that just to – so that I don't – because I have a tendency to just start bashing, and it's women-based, because my biggest stories of yo-yo is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I always go to those stories, and I feel like I start to overload women, and it's an issue, especially you and I being fit men, then telling women, hey. Like, I get angry at times. I'm like, okay, you're – fat. Let's get this.
And right. Stop complaining that you're fat. Let's move on. Let's get, like, and we all know it. I don't care that you're fat. Let's go. Like, I want you to be healthy. Like, I don't care that I don't want you to be a twig. I don't want you to be, you know, the next Victoria's Secret model. Just be healthy. I don't. Okay. Let's stop obsessing about your weight and get it done.
Yeah.
But what you're saying, like, guys, usually what happens with guys, we don't go to these programs, blah, blah, blah. What we do is we just get with a buddy. All right, dude, let's lose some weight. And then we'll do it that way. Yeah. You know, like,
And it's always never good. It's, you know, start yourself. It's the exact same concept.
Exact same idea as these support groups.
So what kind of the main point that I always wanted to get across when talking to people about just when they pick a diet that should work for them is that at the end of the day, I feel like it should be quote unquote knowledge based in a sense of, okay, know the food that you're eating. Okay, this is, you know, a carb. This is a protein. This is a fat. How to mix and match them and not rely on a, okay, here's a box that has something in it. Take it out, place in microwave, push the number on the back of this box, and ingest.
Right.
Digest.
Ingest.
Ingest, then digest.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, if your diet plan is one that requires you to purchase their food or their products forever, that is not a sustainable program. Because what happens when the company goes under? What happens when you go on vacation? You're not going to pack 80 things of that food on your vacation. You're not going to pack that stuff. You know, you're not going to buy the company out.
I will tell you right now, funny story, is that on multiple trips, we would have to bring a cooler.
Awesome.
And it would be packed with stuff. And it's the funniest thing because, I'll be honest with you, it never was used.
Right.
Because, especially on vacations, you're hanging out in Hawaii, you're on the beach, you're not going to, there's no microwave anywhere.
No, you put it out in the sun for a little bit.
Yeah, just nuke it in the sun. And then at the end of the day, it's like, okay, we're going to go over to the Burger Shack over here. You don't want to go up to your room, microwave your thing, come back. By the time you come back down, we're already done.
Right.
Or, you know, we're having a blast without you.
Right.
Let's learn how to eat in what I like to call real life.
Right. So that's kind of our perspective. That's kind of our perspective is, like, eat as much real food as you can and then supplement with what you need.
Yeah.
Like, that you're not getting. So, like, for us, like, I typically, you know, I have a handful of supplements I take and protein. That's about it.
Yeah.
And the rest I get from my food. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, it's this, and don't get me wrong, like, I'm not trying to bash, there's concepts that have meal replacement aspects. I'm not a fan of them,
no.
But I get the you're on the go. It's an easy grab. I'll be honest, when most of the time I have a couple of things of pre-made portable protein shakes in the refrigerator that I'm leaving. I'm kind of hungry. I don't know if I want to eat something or just need something in my system. I'll snag one of those bad boys and run out the door with it.
Absolutely.
Where I could see a meal replacement bar. But having them on hand, okay. Living off of them, not.
Right, because those things don't have enough nutrition or real food in them for you to live off of. But
the key word in it is replacement.
Right.
Not actual every meal. Day this is my meal.
Right. So, and then there's also the mentality that is built into those kind of systems or a weight loss system is the acclimation of quote-unquote points.
Yes.
Or acclimation of whatever, or the binge day, like with the Weight Watcher system.
Weight Watchers is the points?
Yeah, Weight Watchers.
Jenny Craig, they also have the food, too.
I don't
know. I think Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers are roughly the same, but Weight Watchers, I know for sure, have the points.
We'll just assume that they both.
Just for the sake of argument, Weight Watchers has points.
Right, and they do. You can, I'm pretty sure, can save up your points over the entire week, so you could starve yourself on three. "Quote unquote points a day, and at the end of the week have a whole pizza and be fine. Like, sure, they encourage you to eat healthily, blah blah blah, but it's based on points instead of a lifestyle, and that's what is like so ridiculous that it blows my mind. Like, I want to throttle people who created this and just shake them into submission.
Like, it's just so funny because I get. What they're trying to do.
Right.
They're trying to make it easy. They're trying to make this not a thinking process. It's dumbed down to literally the points, I believe, are like a quarter size on each box. Like, you can't not see what the point of it is. And I can add 2 and 4 and 8 together.
Right.
14.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
2, 4, yeah.
Yeah, 2, 4, and 8. 14. But you know, I'm not a huge fan of counting calories, but at the same time, I know roughly the calories of the stuff that I generally eat.
Right.
It's hard to add 332 to a 456 to a and then, okay, if I round the four, every point is a single digit at most. A one, then another digit.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to do that math.
Right. Yeah, so it's almost like a simplified system, but people don't get that mentality out of the system.
Yeah.
They get the binge and almost not binge and purge, the starve and purge, the starve and binge mentality. And that's just foolish because you can't sustain life on that. You can't live that out. So it's almost like you starve yourself and do really, really quote unquote well. For a while, and then you're like, screw this, and just eat whatever the hell you want, and then go back and forth between those two cycles, and that just zaps your metabolism and makes you fat. You know, it's like, it makes you fat. It's scientifically proven.
There's not a... I feel like they get so close to being a productive thing, and then decide, we're just... Instead of, like, teetering off in knowledge, it's just a cliff.
Right.
It's like, okay, we're kind of good, and now we suck.
Right.
It's not, okay, we get a little bit worse.
Right.
But you can maybe, if you try, pull out some things here and there.
Because in the meetings, like, I had to sit through a bunch as a child because my mom led Weight Watchers. And in the meetings, they talk about specific situations. It's like, what about this one? I'm craving this, blah, blah, blah. Instead of lifestyle skills, like, let's train you to think well first. And then we can talk about specific situations.
Yeah.
So they just talk about, like, it's almost like a, I don't know.
It's like a weird AA meeting.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like,
I guess we could also talk about, I feel like we're bashing these ones, but like the Atkins and stuff like that, those I feel, personally, I've done them. I think that they, for niches, have things that are good and things that are bad. You're pointing at me.
Because you just said something I've done them, quote unquote. You've done the diet. You know a diet's not going to work when you're doing the diet.
Yeah.
When you live the diet, that's when you know it's going to work. Like, this is how I eat now. That's when you know that's something sustainable and something that you can consistently lose weight and be healthy with.
But what I was going to try and round all this conversation up with is that I feel that if you're going to do one of these diets, these marketed diets to society, then make that not a diet, but a lifestyle.
Okay.
Kind of a concept. Yeah. Because Atkins markets themselves as just protein-based.
Yeah.
And then, but, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I never read an Atkins book to, like, figure out the actual, like, here's the, it's, everybody's just like, Atkins, all you do is eat protein.
Right. Eat protein, no carbs. Vegetables, sometimes.
And so, it's like, you then do that thinking you're on it. And you lose the weight real fast, but then the second you have insert any kind of carb of any kind,
right?
All of a sudden, you're like, I just gained 4 pounds overnight. How did that happen?
Right.
So that's something that's entertaining with all diets is don't think of them as diets. I guess that's the main key that I want to get out of people listening to this is it's a way of life. Think about it, not just do them.
Right. Don't see them as rules that you can manipulate to your own end so you can still eat what you want, like whatever the hell you want, but see them as a lifestyle that you're choosing to live through, and then you're actually still eating what you want, but eating healthfully.
In a way, like, this is, I might be stretching it with this one. In a way, I would look at it as a, if you're looking for a diet that is marketed and whatnot, that isn't going to be the diet that Keon and I come out with because it's going to rock your world, is would you look at it in a way of a person that feels that there is something more out in the world and is looking for a faith?
Yeah.
They wouldn't just be like, oh, I want to be Buddhist, but I believe in Jesus.
Right.
You know, and they claim themselves as, oh, I'm a Buddhist. And then they're like, but I'm going to, you know, but I got all this stuff because Jesus, you know, da-da-da.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm a sadist. But who doesn't love to not fight?
Right.
You know, because...
Right. For me, it's more like you put on your glasses every morning. Well, I put on my glasses every morning. And so I can see the world, right? It's almost like you have to put on your diet lens. Like, this is my lens until it becomes so habitual it's part of your life. I think that might be a way to go.
It's just such a interesting logistical look at people. It's just like, wow, that's what you got from that diet. Or
right.
You decided to do that with all the information they gave you.
Right. And the thing is, like, people pick and choose, too. It's like, I like this from this diet, this from that diet, and that from this diet. And it's like, that could work, but probably the three components you chose are counter to one another.
Or if you really look at it, all diets, for the most part, have a cheat day.
Right.
Or, like, a cheat meal. It's like, well, I like the cheat meal from this one, and the cheat meal from this one, and the cheat meal from this one. So I get 4 cheat meals a week.
Right. And it's like, oh, you are an idiot.
It's like, no, you don't.
Right. Yeah. So I think we're...
I'm now just laughing because I honestly could see people saying that.
Right. It sounds like we're out of time.
It is. We're very out of time. But basically, just... lifestyle change.
Right.
That's kind of what I wanted to... It being Friday, you get to take the weekend, look at yourself, figure out what you want to do. And I like to start things on Monday. I understand that every morning is the start of each day or the beginning of your life kind of a concept.
Every moment is a new moment.
Yeah.
Rainbows.
Now you know. But, yeah, so just think about this weekend. We want to encourage you that if you're on a Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig's, awesome, but kick that butt. Like,
don't just do it. Make it your lifestyle and learn to do it right.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Spectacular. If you have any questions or if you are a Weight Watcher person and want to berate us, please email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Or if you would like to read what we just talked about, truefitnessacademy.com. We will have a blog/plog about it.
Excellent.
That was really awkward.
I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
You go have a great day. Peace.